Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1-800-636-1067, the number. Right here on The Fan, we're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105 as we lead you into Nats baseball. A little top Ben Strober behind the glass, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. 1067.
So, think people are confused about the song yet?
100%.
Like, huh?
100% confused.
Have you, how many times?
Never.
I know it's happened. It's happened at some point. You've had another song play.
No.
This is the first time.
Yes. You think it's a bit? It is. It's a bit, all right.
See, like,
it's a real serious bit.
CK and Drab need a lot of praise for hiring me because I really got you to play another song. Like, that's crazy.
Well, yeah. Well, if I was. I'll do a little insider radio. If I had my own show daily, Monday through Friday, the DOA intro would only be the intro and the outro. So we would use other songs. You're getting me jumping to the year 2035.
35.
Well, that's probably way too far down the line, right? If I haven't had my own show by 2035, then maybe I'm not doing something right. 1-800-636-1067. The big news that happened this week in the National Football League, Aaron Rodgers finally putting pen to paper with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a one-year deal worth up to $19 million if he's able to hit some incentive clauses. $10 million guaranteed. So, first and foremost, anybody that's looking at this, one of my best friends is a Steelers fan. So, trying to take his temperature on the situation has been interesting.
You got a best friend of every fan base, don't you?
Feels like it, right?
You're always you know talking about your Eagles fan friend.
Do you know why?
Because you're college.
My college, yes. But how many Commander fan friends do you have? We sucked. Why the hell would anybody like us as a team growing up?
I have a lot more now than I did in high school.
Bandwagons. Bandwagoners. But no, the reason I have so many different fans, so many different fan bases is because we sucked. Everybody my age went through the same hell and misery that I went through. And that you went through. But my Steeler friend, not too happy with the Aaron Rodgers signing. We've been talking about this for months, obviously, because it's something that's been on the docket. We knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of when, not if. He signed officially on Friday, or Thursday, rather, and texted my boy, and he goes, 9 wins, 10 wins max. I just don't, first and foremost, this is the best quarterback play the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have since Ben Roethlisberger. And I'm not talking about the old, fat, overweight version of Ben Roethlisberger either. I'm talking about Ben Roethlisberger the year before he should have retired. So that, coupled with the Steelers' defense, coupled with Caleb Johnson and their new, more explosive, dynamic run game, I just don't know how Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh doesn't work out. We were going through this Friday. When I look at the hierarchy of the AFC, there are only a handful of teams that I put definitively ahead of Pittsburgh. Buffalo, yes. I think you're clearly better than the Steelers. In the AFC. Buffalo, Kansas City, I'll give them the edge. I'm not even trying to be biased here. I would say Baltimore, but it's like I'm at the point right now where the Steelers have the Ravens number. And anybody that's going to ignore that, like, clearly you have issues. But I'll give you the Ravens just for the sake of the argument. Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, the only three teams in the AFC that I think are definitively better than the Pittsburgh Steelers with the addition of Aaron Rodgers. Just my thought on it. So my issue that I've continued to have with the commentary surrounding Aaron Rodgers, and I say it anytime I get the opportunity to speak about this guy, right? We as media members have let our opinion and feelings about Aaron Rodgers, the person, color how we evaluate Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. And I firmly believe that. I'll stand true on that, right? Like, that's my concrete feelings. Because last year, all I continue to hear is he's a cancer, and look at the Jets. The Jets have been a bleep show for the entirety of the 2000s. What do all bad sports organizations have in common? Poor ownership. Woody Johnson is one of the worst owners in all professional sports. So to blame Aaron Rodgers for the demise of the New York Jets last year, I think is foolish. Is Aaron Rodgers the reason that the Jets' defense fell off a cliff? Probably not. Is Aaron Rodgers the reason that Sauce Gardner looked god-awful at times last year? Probably not. Is Aaron Rodgers the reason this Jets' pass rush was non-existent at times last year? Probably not. Probably not. So miss me with the idea of, he's a cancer to a football team. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. Last year, the New York Jets gave up 24 points per game, bottom half of the league, in terms of yards per game allowed. The New York Jets actually weren't that bad. Third best in yards allowed per play. Excuse me, yards allowed per game. But I think the scoring numbers with the Jets last year was tough. So, to me, the issue in New York last year wasn't Aaron Rodgers. It was a lot to do with the defense. They didn't have balance running the football, and I don't think that's Aaron Rodgers' fault necessarily. You put him in a complimentary situation like Pittsburgh, where he gets to run Arthur Smith's play-action quick game offense with DK Metcalf, with Roman Wilson, right, with Pat Freiermuth, with the newly acquired Caleb Johnson. I think they're going to be cooking with gas. I think they got a chance to be a good group. Now, I'm not going to say that they're going to the Super Bowl. Probably not, right? But if I'm looking at the hierarchy of the conference, like I continue to say, Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, the only three teams that I could definitively put in front of Pittsburgh right now. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The other thing is this, when it comes to Rodgers and the Steelers, and maybe, I don't know if this is fair or not, this is just me being honest about it. From all reports, the reason that Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh is because Mike Tomlin stood on the table for Aaron Rodgers. So I know what the argument is going to be from some folks. Well, is he going to come in there and run Arthur Smith's offense, or is he going to run the spread Aaron, as I like to call it? Is he going to run the Aaron Rodgers offense? See, here's the thing and the difference between New York with the Jets and Pittsburgh with the Steelers. The Steelers are a coach-centric organization. Mike Tomlin kind of is the straw that stirs the drink in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin is the judge, jury, and executioner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. What he say goes, right? What Wham say go. Talking about Mike Tomlin. He would not stand on the table, in my opinion, for Aaron Rodgers if there was any sort of concern about how bought in Aaron Rodgers would be on the idea of running their offense, letting the coaches coach and do their own thing. This notion that Rodgers is some locker room cancer, in my opinion, is totally media driven. Because when you talk to the players in New York last year, they all had nothing but glowing things to say about Aaron Rodgers. Nothing but glowing things to say about Aaron Rodgers. And like I will continue to reiterate, and I've said it, I even said it during the regular season. Said it during the regular season. If Aaron Rodgers was some sort of cancer to the Pittsburgh Steelers, they would have sent him home. If Aaron Rodgers was some sort of cancer to the Pittsburgh Steelers, he would have alienated the locker room. None of that happened. Robert Saleh lost the locker room last year, not Aaron Rodgers. You put him in Pittsburgh behind an offensive line and a good offense, that quick game, play-action-centric offense that Arthur Smith likes to run, then Aaron Rodgers will be fine. If there's a game that you want to look at last year for the Jets and go, see, Aaron Rodgers is doing the thing that we love about him. The team may not be the sexiest, but go back to when the Green Bay Packers played the Jacksonville Jaguars second week of December. Aaron Rodgers, not the most efficient game, 16 of 30, 289 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also rushed for 45 yards. That was the game to me last year that he looked most healthy, looked the most spry. If you can get that version of Aaron Rodgers next year, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be in the Final Four. I truly believe that. Think about this. Over the past several years, this Pittsburgh defense has been lights out. One of the best in the National Football League. Yet they've had an anemic offense. Imagine if they have a respectable offense on the other side of the football, giving them a breather, allowing them to catch their breath, and not be on the field all the time. Think about that. Rodgers doesn't have to come into Pittsburgh and do a lot. He's just got to be better than what they've had over the past several years. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Mike is in Fairfax. Wants to chime in.
Hey, what's up, man? As always, I really enjoy the show, man.
I appreciate
it. Really good thing, brother. Yeah, of course, man. So as I was telling the screener, man, I thought originally you were nuts. I said, why would they even consider Rodgers? I'm not a psychologist, but he comes across as a complete narcissist, sociopath, nut job off the field. But you've switched me. He's on the field. He's still good, dude. If you look at his numbers, his stats were not that bad. You're absolutely correct. He's not going to run the way our RG3 does, but he's right. Super smart as well. He still has the head. And what's going to keep him in line is I have a feeling that the coach is not going to, I'm not going to say the S word, don't worry about it. He's not going to take and be bleep.
Right.
He's not going to put up with it. That's it. If he sees any type of strange behavior or trying to divide the locker room, he's going to cut that right out.
And Mike, I just think Pittsburgh's got too strong of a culture to allow him to come in there and let it go awry.
I agree. He ran shot over the Jets, man. He came in and I don't know how true it was that he had the coach fire. I don't know. I wasn't there. Clearly, he had way too much influence. So they will keep his, you know what, in check. I think he still has the ability to play. He's probably one of the most intelligent quarterbacks on the field, without question. And he can get the job done still. Is he going to run 3 yards? No. Obviously not. He never has. But he's always used his intelligence, and it's gotten pretty darn
far. And I just think this for the Steelers too, Mike, and I appreciate you as always, but for the Steelers too, big picture, for sure. The Steelers big picture, like they've had anemic quarterback play. When did Big Ben retire? 21? Maybe before that. May have been 19. Because
we beat him in 2020.
We did beat him in 2020, right. That was when we ended there. They were undefeated.
11-0.
I'll never forget that.
How? Like, how in the world?
Cam Sims' legacy game. He went off.
The catch. The most important catch in Commanders history.
For sure. But no, like, Steelers haven't had good quarterback play in 5 years, yet that defense has still been creme de la creme, top of the league. You give them some balance and have them, you know, play with an offense that actually gives them something, who knows how good they can be. 1-800-636-1067. We'll keep things in the National Football League when we come back. We talked about the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh. Let's talk about the quarterback situation in Indianapolis with the Colts. Anthony Richardson, former top five quarterback pick at the position. Excuse me, former top five pick for the Indianapolis Colts at quarterback. Daniel Jones was brought in this offseason, and already, according to multiple reports, he's got a leg up in their pseudo quarterback competition. We'll give you the details on that next as The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You made a mistake, didn't you, Top? You ruined it.
Mistake.
It was a mistake. You can't tell, but it is a little Top behind the glass taking your calls at 1-800.
Oh, so I can only play Top.
I think that may be the bit. We could get a rotation of songs going. We'll work on it here as we try to ease.
This is still Yik, more than a brand.
Well, there we go.
Right?
More than a brand.
We got to keep the brand flowing a little bit.
Young Boy's a part of the brand. I can get with it. If we're going to start playing Young Boy, though, then maybe I got to really get some influence here on the tunes. We can get some Thug. We can get some Gunna. We can get some Wayne. We get a lot going here. I can't believe you got me to play another song, though.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely amazing. Taking you up to 105, Nats baseball comes your way at that time. They try to take 2 out of 3 versus the Texas Rangers. Trevor Williams getting the ball. It is a 135 first pitch right here on The Fan. Right now, Nats 6.5 games back of the final wild card spot in the National League. Ben, you gave us the numbers earlier to start the show. Refresh us here real quick. Just 3 hits last night.
9 runs in 6 games.
9 runs over 6 games. So, the streaky Washington Nationals at it again. It's been really a tale of 2 stories for this group. They either don't get enough run support, or they can't hit the ball. They either don't get enough run support, or the bullpen absolutely vomits on themselves. So, we'll see if they're able to close out the series in fashion here this afternoon before beginning a 3-game series on the road against the red-hot New York Mets, Juan Soto and company. I'm super excited to see how Mackenzie Gore looks against a lethal offense like that, right? He's been awesome this year. And getting his flowers deservedly so. Every time I get to see him, though, up close in person, up against a big-time, big-bet, high-octane offense, I think it's more valuable. I want to know just how good he actually is. We do know this. All the conversation of, is he an ace? Is he not? Is he a number one? Is he not? Put that to bed. We were talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback situation in the last segment. I want to get to another AFC quarterback situation. Anthony Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts is going to be sidelined with a shoulder injury. And this is the shoulder injury that he suffered in 2023 that cost him a considerable amount of time. And Shane Steichen, when he spoke to the media Thursday, said the timeline that he'll be, you know, sidelined for is kind of undetermined here. The amount of time here isn't really known to anybody. So he missed all three offseason practices last week. He's going to be held out of mandatory minicamp. And Steichen was noncommittal when asked about whether or not Richardson would be ready for the start of training camp at the end of July. So, oof, lots of moving parts. And when you think about what Indianapolis did this offseason, bringing in Daniel Jones to compete with Anthony Richardson, if you're going to be sidelined until at least camp, and I say at least camp because there's no guarantee that he's ready for that. If you're going to be sidelined until at least camp, Anthony Richardson, how the hell do you beat out Daniel Jones for the starting quarterback job? You know what I think should happen? I think the Pittsburgh Steelers should trade for Anthony Richardson. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers should trade for Anthony Richardson. He would fit perfectly in Arthur Smith's offense. If they thought they could get something out of Justin Fields and they believed in him, I think you got to look at Anthony Richardson as, that could be interesting potentially. I think you have to here. I don't think they have much of a choice here if you're Pittsburgh, because you got at least 1 year of Aaron Rodgers. What happens after? What is your contingency plan after? Is it to develop Will Howard? Sixth-round pick? Probably not. So I'm not sure the options that Pittsburgh has. It's not like they have just a bevy of different things they could do here. They don't. So my thing is, with the Steelers and the Colts, first of all, Richardson needs a fresh start. He just does. And I'm privy to some info out in Indy that doesn't really speak too well of Anthony Richardson. So if I'm the Steelers, that's the decision that I make. Like, that's one move that I make, is go out and trade for Anthony Richardson. Have me a good developmental quarterback option in my building. And honestly, a change of pace on offense if you want to play him next year at all. 1-800-636-1067. The Anthony Richardson thing is tough. He allegedly fell asleep and missed practice during the season. Look, everybody makes mistakes. People oversleep for stuff. Y'all have overslept for work before. Don't act like you haven't. I'm not sold. First of all, the fact that he's hurt, there's no chance he beats out Daniel Jones. And I'm now looking at it like, well, if he's not going to play this year, talking about Anthony Richardson, well, when does he get his shot? When does he get his shot? He's been a pro about it. I think he's been a good soldier about it. But at some point, a change of scenery is probably what is best. A change of scenery is probably what's needed for a guy like Anthony Richardson. He's got talent. He's just raw. Think about what the conversation was coming out of Florida with Anthony Richardson, right? Number 4 overall pick back in 2023. He's already missed 17 games over the last two seasons because of injuries. So, like, he's clearly got an injury issue. And if I am the Indianapolis Colts and I'm Shane Steichen, like, you might as well cut your losses now. Here's the other thing that I look at, though, right? Is Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard on the hot seat because they selected Anthony Richardson? I don't know how many organizations, how many front offices, how many coaching staffs get to swing and miss on a top five pick at quarterback and then keep their job. It just doesn't happen unless you're Kyle Shanahan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, the WNBA was in full swing last night. Angel Reese in the Chicago Sky taking on the Caitlin Clarkless Indiana Fever. I'll tell you why some of the commentary surrounding Angel Reese may be right. It's next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105 before we dish things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Rangers right here on The Fan. Little top Ben Strober behind the glass. Taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Having some good discussion about the quarterback position in the National Football League. And I think this year, more than others, there are more question marks at quarterback because we didn't see a whole lot of turnover. But there are a couple of situations that pique my interest still. How long of a leash does Justin Fields have in New York with the Jets? That interests me. What are the Falcons going to ultimately do with Kirk Cousins? Who wins the starting job in New Orleans for the Saints? Does Sam Darnold start all 17 games for the Seattle Seahawks, or does Jalen Milroe get a stab at it? So the quarterback discussion in the NFL is going to be very interesting. The one we were just talking about, the two we were just talking about, the Pittsburgh Steelers situation with Aaron Rodgers, I think they're, at worst, the fourth best team in the AFC with Rodgers. And then the other AFC team that's got a little bit of a quarterback conundrum is Anthony Richardson with the Colts, and he has done nothing off the field to help himself out. And it's a big reason why they brought in competition to try and push Anthony Richardson. For my money, I think it looks like the Daniel Jones show right now, and I wonder what that does for Shane Steichen and company. And I'd love to inject, you know, the the new ownership group in Indy with some truth serum, because obviously the unfortunate passing of Jim Irsay, like, is Steichen on the hot seat? Is Chris Ballard on the hot seat? You can't swing and miss on a top five quarterback and keep your job. You just can't. Ian's in Vienna wants to chime in. What's going on, brother?
Hey, my thought is simply, when I think of Anthony Richardson and Zach Wilson, I think of them as the definition of the combine warriors. Guys that didn't play a ton in college, but wowed people there. And then the NFL GMs get swayed. And when I see that, I do think it should be grounds for termination, because you didn't evaluate the film. You just kind of fell in love with the combine and these quote-unquote measurables that sometimes just go nowhere. And so, yeah, like, if you look at Ballard's draft, and he's been there a long time,
yes,
and now you're going to have an ownership, not change per se, but Jim Irsay's not the main guy, and now the family kind of takes over. Yeah, I think there's a lot of questions, because he's missed on a lot of draft picks, and the results just speak for themselves. So, yeah, when you miss on the top five quarterback, that's going to get you fired, and it wouldn't shock me if he was gone after this season.
When it comes to a guy like Zach Wilson and Anthony Richardson, what type of chance do you give them to have a Sam Darnold type, you know, reclamation? Like, that's, to me, what becomes interesting. The Miami's quarterback situation with Tua, first of all, I would have never signed Tua to the extension, but with the injury history, it would have just been a no-go for me. But Anthony Richardson is going to have a new home. I'm willing to bet on a guy like him. The physical tools are just too good for Anthony Richardson. I just think he needs to get coached up a little bit more. My issue with Anthony Richardson is, does he get it? Does he truly get it, is the best way that I can put it. Does he understand the job that it is that he has? He is the CEO of the Indianapolis Colts. That's what being a quarterback is. It's being a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. You have to carry yourself and conduct yourself a certain way, and based off of some of the things you hear coming out of Indianapolis, that hasn't always been the case for Anthony Richardson. So I worry about him a little bit. For this year, I think Daniel Jones wins the job. Let me just put it like this. Richardson's, there's no guarantee that he's healthy to start camp. If he's not healthy to start camp and he still beats out Daniel Jones, then Daniel Jones just stinks. Because right now, everything is geared up for Daniel Jones to be the guy. And I'm actually curious to see how Daniel Jones looks in the Shane Steichen offense. I am. Because they don't have a bad supporting cast. I'm curious to see what the offensive line looks like in Indianapolis. They lost Will Freeze and Ryan Kelly in the offseason to the Minnesota Vikings. But, like, if they could keep Daniel Jones upright, I think it'll be interesting. They got decent pieces offensively, right? You got Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce and Josh Downs, I thought was great last year. You go out and draft Tyler Warren and add him to your tight end core that consists of Mo Alley Cox. Adnay Mitchell is a guy that you have in-house. So it's not like the cupboard is just completely bare when it comes to, you know, the offensive side of the football for the Colts. I just think they need a quarterback to tie it all together. And most importantly, what they have to get going more consistently this year. And he bounced back a little bit last year. Bounced back in a major way last year. Jonathan Taylor's got to be the straw that stirs the drink. He is a bona fide top 5 to 7 back in this league. Last year, 5th most carries in the NFL, 4th most yards. He is a real deal workhorse, talking about Jonathan Taylor. There's no playing around with Jonathan Taylor. You know what game I remember very vividly? Because we were playing the Philadelphia Eagles that weekend. He went crazy against the Tennessee Titans at home last year. 29 carries, 218, 3 touchdowns. If Jonathan Taylor can give you that, and he's only 26, let's not act like he's super long in the tooth and got a bunch of miles on him. The Colts could be a sneaky sleeper team in the AFC if they can get some good quarterback play. I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, believe that, because they got better on defense this offseason. And I think overall, when you bring in Lou Anarumo to coach your defense and you actually have talent on that side of the football in comparison to what he was dealing with in Cincinnati with the Bengals, maybe you're cooking with gas. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. A lot more to get to as we lead you into Nationals baseball. They come your way starting at 1:05. Charlie and Dave will get you warmed up with Nats on Deck. It is a 1:35 first pitch. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will switch gears back to the hardwood for a second before we get into the Washington Commanders. NBA Finals, game number 2 tonight between Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers. Despite the Pacers hitting that big buzzer beater in game number 1, I still feel like this is OKC's series to lose. Give you more on that next. One 800 636 1067 is the number. Right here on the Fan, we're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980 as well. We'll take you up to 1:05. Before we hand things over to Charlie and Dave, they'll get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Rangers. It'll be Trevor Williams on the bump this afternoon for DC. First pitch set for 1:35. A lot more to get to as we creep into the final hour of the program. We will get into a couple of different Washington Commander items coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Right now, though, a couple of basketball-related items I want to get to. First and foremost, game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight between OKC and the Indiana Pacers. Obviously, Tyrese Halliburton coming up huge with the buzzer-beater mid-range jumper that he hit in game 1 to stun that Oklahoma City crowd. They were down by 15 points with about nine minutes left to go in the fourth. And the thing that I continue to give credit for to Indiana, the reason I continue to give them credit, it's so difficult in that situation when you're down double digits and it's getting late, it's so difficult to maintain that discipline to continue to get a good shot time in, time out, each possession. Like, that to me is super-duper tough. It just is. And I feel like Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Pacers, is a big reason for that. He is that calming presence for them. Because outside of Pascal Siakam, nobody on this team has NBA Finals experience. So you lean on Rick Carlisle a hell of a lot, and you allow him to instill confidence in this group. On the flip side for OKC, they're 10.5-point favorites tonight. Here's kind of how I see it going, and it's no shade or slight to Indiana, excuse me. I think OKC boat races in the night. I just do. Normally when a team steals a game, right, at the other team's crib, that sense of urgency is not really there, and you kind of feel like you're already up one, so you don't maybe play as hard. I think it's too early in the series for OKC to be desperate, but they know damn well they can't drop both at home against Indiana. You just can't. When you think about the success that they were able to have during the regular season at home, it made Thursday night that much more surprising, that much more shocking to me. But I think all in all, they're going to be fine. I think big picture, they will ultimately be good. Talking about OKC, I think they will win this series. But if nothing more, Tyrese Halliburton officially stamped himself as a superstar with that last buzzer beater. 4 game-winning shots with 5 seconds or less in the fourth quarter and overtime this postseason. When you continue to come up big in the game's biggest spots, time in, time out, I think it allows you to really garner respect throughout the NBA. And I think this second season, talking about the NBA, is more consequential than all of the others in all the professional sports, because if you play well, right, if you play well during the playoffs, your legacy is born. People start looking at you differently. They start talking about you differently. This OKC team, I think, has done a really good job all year long kind of turning the page on things. We saw them lose at other times during this postseason, and they've come back and won. They haven't lost 2 straight games in the playoffs yet. If I'm not mistaken. And it's a relatively young team. It's a young head coach, Mark Daigneault, but I think they take after him the resilience, the perseverance that they've continued to show throughout these playoffs is the big reason why I'm not really sweating them losing on a buzzer beater. Ben, if we've got it ready, OKC head coach Mark Daigneault spoke the other night, and the confidence that a coach can instill in the team, I think is huge. The confidence that a coach can instill in the team, I think is absolutely huge. He gets a lot of credit for his X's and O's chops. I think he's done a really good job managing the personalities of this young Thunder team as well, letting them know, hey, just because we lost game one in heartbreaking fashion doesn't mean we're down and out.
I mean, we have confidence and wisdom because of the situations we've been in over time. There's no team I'm more confident in being ready to play really in any situation than ours. I'm biased, obviously, but you also have to go make it happen. You know, those experiences don't guarantee you anything. They certainly don't carry over into the next experience. And so we've got the wisdom from them. We get the confidence from them. But when the ball goes up in the air tomorrow, the better team's going to win. And we want to do everything we can to be that team.
Point blank. Love the way that Mark Daigneault put it. You got to express confidence in this young group. And look, like I said to start the show, both of these teams, right, not a whole lot of championship experience on either. And when you're playing in the biggest game of your sport, when you're playing in the biggest game of the season, there's going to be nerves. There are going to be jitters, right? Every time I played in a big game, you know, during my athletic career, right, you normally get tired a little bit faster, right? You normally make some uncharacteristic mistakes. You play a little tight. You're not as loose and free-flowing. I think the same can be said about game one of these NBA finals. Both OKC and Indiana, from the outset, looked like two teams that hadn't been there before. They did. And for the Pacers to turn it over 19 times in the first half, I think kind of tells the story. For OKC, though, the comeback from Indiana deserves a ton of credit. But from the perspective of Oklahoma City, it felt like you didn't get enough out of your other guys. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way with 38 points on 14-30 shooting. Their next highest scorer was Jalen Williams, but he was 6 of 19. He's got to be better. And during the games that they've lost this postseason, Jalen Williams, J-Dub, as they like to call him, has not been the Robin that he needs to be to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's Batman. Speaking of Robin, J-Will spoke the other night about the mentality heading into game two of these NBA finals.
Just try and think of myself as somebody that's very uncommon. I don't ever think that I'm in my third year, because then that allows me to make excuses. So I usually just go out there and play. Pressure is a privilege. So I enjoy being counted on and doing that. And I just think I've been counted on since, I feel like, last year, to be totally honest, just in regards to like being there for two and the rest of the guys. And now we're here in the finals, so I don't really see it that much different. But I never really look and I'm like, oh, it's only my third year. I just think the only time I really think about that is just like there's so much more I can do and how much stuff I can get better at. But I never really try and use it as, this is my third year, and try and use it as an excuse. You know what I mean?
Jalen Williams, as he mentioned, third year in the NBA, 24 years of age. Really good year this year. Career high, 22 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. In this postseason, though, he's been a little streaky. I thought he played really well in that conference final series against Minnesota. But in the first two series of this postseason, I think he was kind of streaky, kind of up and down. They need him tonight. They need him to be OKC's second-best player. He's got to be OKC's second-best player in order for them to win. You can't rely on Lu Dort. You can't, you know, put the onus and the burden on Chet Holmgren. It's got to be on Jalen Williams. And I think he's a guy that I think is ready for this moment. He could play, man. When you're 6'6", he can put the ball on the deck the way that he can. It can score from all three levels. There's a role for you. The other thing I love about Jay Will as well, defensively, he gets after it. And you can say that about this entire OKC team. They just get after it defensively. But him with his length, I think, causes such major issues for guys. Because he didn't shoot the ball well the other night, I think he bounces back tonight in a major way. OKC 10.5-point favorites, I'd play it. I'd take the points. I'd play the spread. I think it's not going to be that close of a game here tonight. I think OKC is going to come out pissed off. I think their defensive intensity will be ratcheted up from the outset, and who knows, maybe they can muddy things up for the Pacers.
I know what I'm betting tonight.
Are you fading my pick?
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
You're a fade god.
Well, hey, look, it's been a very interesting postseason for me.
You're not very public about
what
goes on in your FanDuel app, though, so I'll give you that. Maybe just the ones you tell us about don't seem to hit, but everything else does. I don't know.
Everything else. I lost the other night.
We'll have to look at your balance.
I lost the other Wow, it had zeros. I lost the other night on a $5 parlay because I'll pull it up here. I lost by one leg. I'm a parlay guy. I don't.
See, this is how you lose money.
Everyone says that to me, but it's also the best and most fun way to enjoy it.
It is fun.
I don't put a lot of...
Vegas likes parlays. Vegas wants you to take parlays.
I'd say Vegas loves parlays.
They hate to see you straight betting.
Yeah, that's how people guarantee themselves a win. So, yeah, I bet the under on SGA's points the other night, and that's why I ended up losing. I bet him under 33.
And under on the MVP.
Yeah, I thought... So this, I made two tickets. I made a Pacers win ticket, and then I made a Pacers lose ticket. So my Pacers win ticket, I was thinking of things that would happen if they won.
Okay.
And SGA going for 38 and them losing, I didn't think was a possibility.
That's understandable, so but that's how Vegas gets you.
Yeah, so I was 4 for 5 on this. It was 9 for 125, and I completely missed out. My other ticket only missed because, this is from that Knicks and Pacers series. I had 575 for 130. Andrew Nembhard couldn't score 8 points and completely screwed me. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Final hour of power coming your way next right here on The Fan. In this final hour, we'll let you hear from the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr. We'll talk about some of the monumental moments that have happened on June the 8th throughout D.C. sports. And we'll also get to the WNBA as well. When we come back, though, Terry McLaurin, once again, a no-show at OTAs. Albert Breer of the MMQB had some pretty interesting thoughts with Grant and Danny. We'll let you hear from him next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.